Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code SMART. That's monarch.com, promo code SMART.
Being around people who are negative, pessimistic, low energy, doubles the impact.
That's crazy.
Than being around somebody positive. So that means not only are you in a low place, you're at a worse place.
Mm-hmm.
You get so being around somebody positive and being around negative at the same time, the negative unfortunately has more impact on you than the positive. So you think, well, you know, I'm around two of my best friends. One is really negative and one is really positive. Well, if you're around both of them at the same time, you end up being more negative.
Wow.
Because negative has a greater impact. And that's sad, but it's true. Mm-hmm. It's like when you read something and it's really sad, or you may, I can't believe that person passed away. I can't. It messes with you more so than if you see somebody who, oh, they just accomplished that goal. That's awesome.
That's true.
The negative is like, oh, man, did you hear?
That's true.
Positive, you may not even tell someone, did you hear?
That's true.
Right? You might even say, hey, did you hear such and such got the award? But if something bad happened to somebody, that you don't even believe that, right? So it impacts your day.
But it's funny because even while you're talking, mm-hmm. you're changing your posture and you're changing your voice. When you're speaking about high energy and when you're speaking about low, it's interesting. That it's the same. It's almost like it's happening live right now.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience.
And I'm Darnell Self, and we are coming in live from Los Cabos.
Yes, we are. It's our anniversary.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, babe.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Hold on. Are you recording with your shades on?
No, I just had to, you know, from Mexico, I just felt like I should have my shades on at least for a little bit. Happy anniversary. 31 years, guys. We have been married and excited to now be venturing out into something new for us, relatively new, because we've been doing this podcast now for how long?
3 years.
Wow. 3 years, the Self-Talk Experience. And when I think about where we've come from the time we got married, when we were working at the mall together, to where we are today in this beautiful suite that we're blessed to be in, our home away from home for a little bit, a lot of it had something to do with our self-talk. So we thought we'd share a little bit about, you know, how to become the person necessary to attract the things you want.
Well, can we talk about your shirt? Because I love your shirt.
Thank you, guys. Look, hold up. Tracy and all her different personalities. Yeah. I didn't buy the shirt for myself, though.
Of course not.
She bought it for me.
Yeah. I need everyone to know. Can you wear it, like, out today?
Sure.
To the pool?
I don't have a problem wearing the shirt.
Yes.
I mean, look, it's been 31 years.
Really? Oh, yes, 31 years.
Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience, where the things you say to yourself about yourself eventually will determine who and what you attract for yourselves.
I attracted you.
Well, what's funny is that you attracted the me who I was, not the person who I became. So you still had to work on you as I worked on myself, because if I just worked on myself and you didn't work on yourself, perhaps there'd be some disconnect, there'd be some chasm. And that separation sometimes happens with a slight edge, mm-hmm. and we don't realize it's happening until it's like, wow, we're very different.
Yes, but in the beginning, when you meet someone, whether it's a friend, whether it's your potential spouse,
mm-hmm.
you say these things to yourself about what you want, right? And so I did attract that. You were already great. You just got greater. And you're continuing to get greater and greater every day.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say that I know I was a different person when I was asking for certain things in a husband and who I wanted to spend my life with. But my standards were high already.
Yeah.
And you stepped up to the plate, and now you have exceeded all my expectations. But when you're looking for someone to spend most of your time with in any relationship, you have to start off at a certain level of expectation of what you expect from that relationship.
Yeah, no, I agree. Right? No, I firmly agree with that. And look, this is the case we use to carry around our podcast stuff. I saw it in the back and it was driving me crazy just now. I don't know why. Anyway, guys, so if you're watching this, you just saw it. If you're listening, you're like, what are they doing right
now?
What
are you talking about?
Don't worry. So listen, you're absolutely right. And one of the things I wanted to talk about today, because we often think about before we record an episode, it's like, okay, what part of our journey did we have to shift the things we were saying to ourselves to allow us to elevate to the next version of ourselves? Like, I've already told you just on this trip that, hey, we got to meet and talk about a reset.
Which is so crazy for me because we always talk about our goals at the top of the year. You know, we've shared that with you guys before. Mm-hmm. And this year is the first year that we have already had a meeting to shift those goals.
Yeah.
And so for you to say we would need to shift them again, this is uncharted territory. This is so different for us.
Yeah, it is. We've only had one other year where months in we said, okay, we got to make an adjustment.
Yes.
But this year, we made a couple of adjustments, like you said already.
Right.
And listen, guys, it should not take us but for so long to realize either things are going according to plan or they're not. And we can lie to ourselves, which is the worst thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, lying to other people is bad enough. You know what I mean? Trying to pretend, hoping that we can convince people that we are somebody, we become somebody who we're not yet. But to lie to ourselves, we lose trust in ourselves. We lose trust in ourselves. We lose confidence in ourselves. We lose confidence in ourselves. We limit the activity that we do because we feel like it's worthless. Like, why do it? And you never want to be at that place. It's the hardest place to lose your confidence and your trust in yourself because, like, why work out? Why start the business? Why start the relationship? I'm going to fail anyway. Mm-hmm. It's because we lost trust in ourselves.
Right.
And so I think it's key. In fact, I know it's key, guys, to build up that trust with ourselves and not pretend. So what I'm saying is we know when things aren't going well.
Right.
And so it's good to make an adjustment. There's nothing wrong with taking a step back to take three steps forward, to take a second off the field, to get yourself together, to get back on the field and run with a new vigor, with a new enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we feel like, man, I don't want to start over. You're not starting over, you're just starting again. Yeah. And there's a difference, right? So starting over means you got to go all the way from the beginning. You didn't learn any lessons. Starting again, now you've learned the lessons, right? You become a different person. You know what you're looking for, what you're not looking for, because you've been there. And that's like us in business. Like we felt several, didn't necessarily fail, but we learned through several ventures that we did not reach our goals in. And when the fourth one came along, we realized what we didn't want. Mm-hmm. We could identify certain things quickly so we could pivot faster than we had in the past, which meant we had success faster and more long-term than we ever had.
You know what I was thinking too when you were talking, babe, is that sometimes we lie to ourselves about where we are. Mm. And sometimes we make that easier because we surround ourselves with people who allow us to do it.
I knew you were going there.
Right?
Yeah.
Sometimes we're around people and they know it's not genuine. They know it's not authentic, but they co-sign. Mm-hmm. They let us keep doing it and they don't call us out. And it's hard to have tough conversations.
Yeah.
But it's just so important to be around people who want to see you at your best and settle for nothing less for you. Even when you are going through a season or a time where you're beating up on yourself or your self-talk is horrible, if you're around somebody who's like, I know, right?
Do you know your net worth? Or can you even list all your financial accounts? Believe it or not, most people can't. The problem is simple. When you don't track your finances, you leave hard-earned money on the table by overspending and undersaving. Monarch is the solution. An all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, you can link all your accounts to see a clear, complete picture of your financial health. With data visualizations and AI-driven insights, Monarch helps you spot patterns, cut wasteful spending, and make better financial decisions without ever touching a spreadsheet. Monarch more than pays for itself. In fact, users save over $200 a month on average. That's why the Wall Street Journal named Monarch the best budgeting app of 2025. Get 50% off your first year. That's just $50 total when you use code LEGACY at monarch.com. That's monarch.com, promo code LEGACY. Monarch, the modern way to manage money.
And I know you, it's just, I don't know if I'm saying this.
No, I hear it.
But you have to figure out, you're talking about starting over, sometimes not starting over, but starting again in relationships.
Yeah.
And letting others know what you want out of them. And
that's
what,
the key.
What you expect from them, because we'll sit and say, I can't believe they're not here for me. I can't believe they're not saying this to me. But sometimes if we don't voice that mm-hmm. in our friendships, in our relationships, they don't know what we need, right? And
so
vice versa, if someone feels that way about you, right? You think you're okay, you think you're doing the right thing, and you're not, but you don't know because the communication isn't there.
Yeah,
now I feel so like good. I'm totally off point.
No, it's so good. It's so good. Listen, I was listening to a podcast the other day, and it said that it was talking about the power of associations, exactly what you're talking about right now.
Yes.
And it said when you're in proximity of someone who's positive, someone who's giving you energy, someone who's has high frequency, and when you're around them, you feel like, man, I can conquer the world. It increases your positivity by about 15%. Now, it's not going to give you success, but it increases your energy and frequency. So now when you go to do the thing, you're at a higher level.
Because you were around someone?
Because you were around them. So now before you get on that call, before you go talk to that person, you feel better before you make that call. Because you already feel a little hesitant. Yeah. I don't want to call my mom because she may not take it right. But you feel better because you were in proximity of someone who had high frequency, high vibrations, and good energy. But check this out. This is what the podcast was talking about. It said, and I don't know where the study came from, but it said that on the other side of the coin, if you're around someone who has negative frequency, low vibrations, watch this, it decreases your energy by 30%. Double.
What?
So being in proximity with someone who's positive increases, right, your energy. You're like, man, let's go. I can run through a wall. I'm getting this goal. Man, my significant other, my soulmate is right around the corner. You start thinking about, instead of thinking about, I can't believe I'm alone, I can't believe I'm single, you start thinking, man, I can't, because you've been around people who cause you to see the glass half full. Mm-hmm. But check this out. Being around people who are negative, pessimistic, low energy, doubles the impact.
That's crazy.
Than being around somebody positive. So that means not only are you in a low place, you're at a worse place.
Mm-hmm.
You get so being around somebody positive and being around negative at the same time, the negative unfortunately has more impact on you than the positive. So you think, well, you know, I'm around two of my best friends. One is really negative and one is really positive. Well, if you're around both of them at the same time, you end up being more negative.
Wow.
Because negative has a greater impact. And that's sad, but it's true. Mm-hmm. It's like when you read something and it's really sad, or I can't believe that person passed away. It messes with you more so than if you see somebody who, they just accomplished that goal. That's awesome.
That's true.
The negative is like, oh man, did you hear?
That's true.
Positive, you may not even tell someone, did you hear?
That's true.
Right? You might even say, did you hear such and such got the award? But if something bad happened to somebody, you don't even believe that, right? So it impacts your day.
But it's funny because even while you're talking, mm-hmm. you're changing your posture and you're changing your voice. When you're speaking about high energy and when you're speaking about low, it's interesting. That it's the same.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's happening live right now.
Yeah, yeah. Plus, I communicate for a living. So in most of, this is a sidebar, most of communication is nonverbal. Right. It's not what you say. What comes along with is an asset to what you're saying.
Right.
And what accentuates what you're trying to communicate. And so so that's why sometimes, like, hey, if you're watching this and not listening to it, I may say, hey, look, it's a huge opportunity, because you wouldn't say there's a huge opportunity. Right. It doesn't align with what you're saying.
Right.
So, by the way, if you're listening and not watching, I'm showing a gesture of my hands going open as wide as they can, saying there's a huge opportunity. So, and the same thing with your voice. Like, listen, you have no idea what next year is going to be like. Mm. If that's something positive, why would I say, yeah, you have no idea? It doesn't go with the excitement of what next year, with the possibilities that exist. So, sidebar, communication is much bigger than what you say. It's also how you say it and what goes along with what you're saying. And so this self-talk experience we're talking about today is, because we're going to do one more while we're here in Cabo. By the way, look, when I'm around water, I don't know if you guys can see that, because it's like, hold up. Look at that terrace, y'all. It is so nice here, by the way. We're on the Pacific side, so like 3-hour time difference from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. But it's something about, for me, being around water. I don't have to be in the water, but hearing the waves crash in, it gives me energy. You know what I mean? Like sometimes I'm just outside and I'm just listening and it's just for me, right? So you have to find the thing that causes, what brings you energy, right? And this is what, like reading something new that causes me to think in a different way that I never thought of, because I used to talk about the problems I had. And then I read something that said, don't pray for less problems, pray for more solutions. Right. And so I don't want to pray for less problems, because I know problems has elevated me to the levels that we live today. Right. The blessings that we have today, because we're able to solve so many problems. We're able to make a nice amount of income. But what if I had less problems and my income decreased with the fewer problems that I now have? So I asked for less income without knowing I was asking for less income.
That's
because
good.
Those who make the most money solve the most problems.
That's good.
So why would I ask for less problems? Why wouldn't I offer or ask for more solutions? So my point is that self-talk, I'm like, man, thank you for the problems. Thank you for the opportunity to become the person who now dives into the solution, who checks my resources, which is another episode, how do you solve problems, that come looking for the resources, because even if I don't have the answer, I may be connected to someone who has the answer. This is all great self-talk for you guys, because yes, problems are gonna exist, and yes, you're gonna run into some brick walls, but there's somebody who's run into that same brick wall who can perhaps help to navigate in that situation, help you navigate around that. And sometimes that's therapy, sometimes it's a best friend. Sometimes it's getting out of the circle that you're in, because that's the reason why we keep bumping up against that brick wall.
You're on a roll today. That was
feeling
so good.
That
no, that was
coming
good.
In.
Yes, absolutely.
I have a whole nother episode in me right now that I'm thinking about. We're going to talk about this maybe on the next one.
Okay.
And that is not becoming a different person, but changing who you're that person for.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me. That's what I want to talk
about. We talk
about
that all the time.
Yeah, because I think that some of us think, what's wrong with me? And it may not be anything wrong with you. It may be something wrong with the selection process and the pick process.
Ooh, okay. We'll talk
so
about
let's talk
that
about
tomorrow.
The next one. Yeah. Okay.
Next
good.
Week. We'll talk about that next week.
Yes. We may record it while we're here, though. We should record it while we're here.
Okay.
Okay. Good. Because I feel I'm getting energy from this water out here, guys.
I think you're getting energy from the shirt. I don't know. I think it's the shirt.
All right. If you're listening, you got to go watch so you can check out this shirt I have on. This Tracy Six Personality shirt here.
Don't say six personalities. That doesn't
look,
sound.
All of them look like they have a different personality than me. Hey, guys, this has been another Self-Talk Experience podcast episode. And we're so grateful and thankful that you've tuned in. And prayerfully, something we said today will help you to think differently about yourself,
mm-hmm.
think differently about your situation, and think differently about your future. Because remember, the things we say to ourselves about ourselves eventually determines what we attract and even who we attract for ourselves.
And if your energy is low today, it's okay. Watch this podcast again and smile.
Take care, guys. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself.
Talk good to yourself.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code SMART. That's monarch.com, promo code SMART. Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code SMART. That's monarch.com, promo code SMART.